a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Call to order the House Government Operations and Audit Committee. We have one bill to take into consideration today. I know Representative Mickelson is just down the hall. He'll be here in a couple of minutes. We greet the internet listeners and welcome everyone. Reminder to turn off cell phones, and the secretary will call the roll.
Representatives Cronin.
Here.
Mickelson. Wismer.
Here.
Magstead.
Here.
Dryden.
Here.
Mr. Chairman, we have a quorum.
Thank you. And as I said, Representative Mickelson is just down the hall. He'll be here in a minute. Testifiers to sign in. I think there's a sign-in sheet back there, if you would. How many times have you done that? We'll give them a chance to sign in. Representative Lust, did you sign in, or you're not testifying? Okay, Senate Bill. Senate Bill 165 is on the agenda today, and we'll start off and ask for proponents of Senate Bill 165. Afternoon. Long day.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman. I will sign in and testify at the same time, because my testimony will be very brief. This bill started with myself, then Senator Cutler, and Representative Cronin inviting IBM to come speak to us about analytics and the use of analytics in government and how it can improve performance. And it kind of and thanks to Senator Heineman, we are here today. She has persistently pursued the objective of more accountability, more management oversight, and more efficiency in government. And I give her tremendous kudos for doing that. I support the concepts in the bill and the purpose she is intending to accomplish, and I will give way to her because she has spent a lot more time on this than have I, but I'm fully supportive of what she's trying to do.
Would you identify yourself for the internet listeners?
Sorry, Representative David Lust from District 34 for the two people listening.
Thank you. Thank you. Further proponents of Senate Bill 165.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Phyllis Heineman. I'm State Senator from District 13 in Sioux Falls. Thank you for your time this afternoon. I will try to just want to make a few points, but I'll try to talk fast to not take a lot of your time. And I appreciate, ladies and gentlemen of GOAC, your time this afternoon. You know, state government in South Dakota is a $4.2 billion organization. And while the executive branch prepares that budget and presents it to us, we, the legislature, are the ones actually that have the responsibility to review it and to look at each one of those expenditures. Hopefully, the focus of all our decision-making has to be on delivering results with those dollars. Senate Bill 165 is the legislature's commitment to be more accountable for delivering results to taxpayers. You know, we hold a position of great public trust, and while we all understand what a great honor it is to serve in this legislature, we also know it's a great responsibility, because we're the ones that make the policy decisions, we establish the taxes, we appropriate the dollars so that the executive branch can actually carry out those policies. But what about the results? How often in our oversight capacity do we ask to see the results and then base our future decisions on those results? That's performance management. As Representative Lust mentioned, really, he and Representative Cronin and Senator Cutler started this conversation about 2 years ago by inviting IBM in. They had heard their presentation at NCSL in terms of what data analysis can do for state governments. Subsequently, after they had come, and many of us had gotten very interested, we had a gentleman who was from their Smarter Government Division, come, and he spoke to both Joint Appropriations and to E-Board. And he talked about performance management as a means to empower the legislative branch with the analytical tools that could make us more proactive and less reactive in terms of our oversight role. And that's probably especially important for GOAC. Government Operations and Audit, we often consider it as an audit committee, but keeping in mind it is a Government Operations and Audit Committee. So your support of 165 is really a recognition that managing for results is an important function of not only executive branch, but also our oversight responsibility as well. You know, just if I could step back for a minute, in this summer, when NCSL did our management and performance audit of our legislative operations, at the final day, they made a statement at E-Board that was kind of a wake-up call for me, and I think for a lot of us on the E-Board. The gentleman said that because of our very limited terms, individually, our focus tends to be on our overall individual bills, and sometimes we are not tending to our institutional responsibilities. For those of us who've been around for a while, that was sobering. Many of their recommendations centered on that very theme of strengthening our institution. And probably our greatest institutional responsibility lies within our appropriations authority and the results that our citizens deserve from those expenditures. While this bill does address the performance management of executive agencies, it really is about us, and it's about our legislative branch's accountability. We need to be confident that the appropriations we make, the incremental and total spending on programs and services that we consider every day, truly translates into results and outcomes for the public we serve. The executive branch is already well on its way in some of its agencies in creating performance management. We've seen evidence of that, and we applaud it, and we appreciate their work. Nothing in this legislation should stop or impede their work. It recognizes their work, and it creates within our legislative branch that same ongoing review and expectation of results. Performance management is not a new concept in South Dakota. Currently, our Department of Education is working with the Institute of Education Delivery. Criminal Justice is working with the Vera Institute of Justice, and they are both very deliberately creating this focus on results. One of the resources that I've gone to, and I've handed it out, I think, many times to all of you, that I found especially helpful was created by a consortium of many organizations to which we all belong. NCSL, CSG, and from the executive branch, the National Association of State Budget Officers. When I was really looking for a good definition of performance management, I went to their definition, which is Section 1, because this report that was really the result of many months' work by all of these different organizations, this report is really dealing with public sector entities. So the definition in the bill is from this report. Section 2 of the bill simply creates the process. It says that the legislature will have a consistent system to evaluate the efficiency and effectiveness of state agencies and to provide additional government transparency and accountability to the public. Again, we are not creating each agency's performance management. We are not micromanaging it. We are simply reviewing it from the 10,000-foot level and, in turn, hoping to help us make better decisions in both policy and appropriation discussions. Section 3 says that the legislature will develop and implement a performance management review that will be the reporting prototype for all agencies and departments. We need to develop a defined review process that's clear and consistent for all agencies and for whoever sits at the GOAC table this year and in years to come. The development of that review process will need the expertise of LRC and legislative audit, which they've already agreed to, again, working with the legislature. So what should that include? Well, at the very least, and I really go back to the IBM gentleman, it should really include, first of all, for each agency, identify and quantify your strategic goals. And what's your measurement to show progress toward those goals? That's probably the most critical thing. Why are we in business? Within each agency, why are you here? Number 2, inform how the resources allocated to their programs will result in the defined outcomes. You know, every agency has many, many programs, and I think the Department of Education maybe said it best. They said we had to review each of those programs to see how it actually fit into one of our four goals. The third one is identify the performance metrics, and again, making sure that these are really outcome-based and not just counting what we've done. Benchmarking. I've heard this often in appropriations, I think probably especially from Representative Ronkema, who often asks, what are you benchmarking it to? In terms of your result, how do you know that you're getting the best result for this? Comparing yourself to other states, comparing yourself to private entities. And finally, and maybe the most important, accountability to the public in both the setting of goals and transparency in reporting progress toward those goals. And then once we've created this and once we've reviewed it, and as I mentioned in the bill, maybe every 5 years, just on an ongoing basis, don't just set it on the shelf. That's a strategic plan. Let's use it. It should be the monitor for every one of our decision-making. In policy committees, they should be continually reviewing those goals and programs to see if they are truly meeting the public's needs. In appropriation, our spending decisions need to be based on whether agencies are actually achieving the results. Our published performance indicators, hopefully in that budget book, will be results-oriented information rather than data on the amount of work done. And in the end, this is really about holding all of us, the executive branch and the legislative branch, to be more accountable and assure the public that they're truly getting the results they want for the investment they've made. You know, we all say the words efficient and effective very often. But this bill hopefully is about turning the rhetoric of saying we are effective and efficient into reality. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and I would stand by for any questions.
Thank you. Any further proponents of Senate Bill 165? Any further proponents? Seeing none, opponents of Senate Bill 165.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm Dusty Johnson. I serve as Chief of Staff to Governor Dennis Dugard. And maybe I'll start by giving you a little bit of my background with regard to performance measures. After graduate school, I worked in the Kansas City area for the Johnson County, Kansas Public Works Department. And one of my major duties there was to implement our activity-based costing, our new software, our new systems. And that was a very interesting project in that I think it taught me quite a little bit about how to do performance measures and how not to do them. And one thing I realized very quickly is that you can get buried with all of this data. Incidentally, I think that happened to us in Johnson County. We had numbers coming out of, you know, every cubicle in the shop, and I don't know that very much of that data was enlightening to people, right? I mean, I think there was clearly a value to data. I think the leader and Senator Heineman are right in that you need to have data to be able to manage properly, and that's absolutely a part of Governor Dugard's values. Which is why I think we've been able to make some of the progress that both legislators spoke of. Another thing I learned during that process is how important it is to have this be collaborative, that you're changing the culture as opposed to just imposing a certain structure on top of the bureaucracy. And the good news is I think the progress that we've made, particularly over the last year, has really come from that place of collaboration and from that place of culture change. When we started this this project a couple of years ago, there was discussion about legislation. And ultimately, the legislative approach was rejected, I think in part because folks felt that that would retard progress toward culture change as opposed to expedite it. And I really want to compliment GOAC and the LRC staff and their involvement in this process thus far. I can't believe I have the napkin, but some time ago I drove to talk to a couple of the different folks on GOAC and appropriations, were part of a subcommittee that were talking to us. And I drove to their towns and I sat down, and this is the napkin from one of those meetings. I won't tell you who I was meeting with, but I will tell you that I was at a gas station in Hartford having a cup of coffee when I met with this member of the legislature. And the interesting thing is how consistent the vision that GOAC and that we worked with LRC staff to develop, how consistent that has been over the course of the last 12 to 18 months. And in fact, this is the first memo that LRC staff did on this topic. And on the first page, it talks about the importance of a mutually agreed joint approach between the governor and the legislature. And then on that same page, it also talks about quite a number of largely unsuccessful legislative branch efforts at performance measurement. Now, it says it wouldn't be productive to speculate why they weren't productive, but the legislature's tried this a lot in the past. And on the third page of this memo, it mentions that because it's talking about how in states where this has been successful, it has been either led by the executive branch or in the least has had very heavy involvement from the executive branch. And this is the quote that the staff pulled out from a National Performance Management Advisory Commission report. This is what it says. Simply imposing a performance management process onto a traditionally managed organization may sound good, but in practice, it is not likely to make any real difference or to make many difference. To make real improvements, organizational culture must also be addressed. And I think that's really, you know, the central point of my comments today, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. We've got a process that I believe is working. We're changing the culture, and I think the governor would be concerned that Senate Bill 165 maybe doesn't continue the process and the agreement that we've had for 12 to 18 months. So one thing I want to do here is also pass out a handout. Now, this is largely taken from a meeting where I presented to GOAC. I think it was GOAC. It was some number of months ago, and I won't belabor what's on the handouts, but I want you to have them, and I'll refer to a couple of things.
Oh, great. Thanks very much. Let me make sure. I'm sure on pages. Maybe a page. I think I thought I was a page in the first page.
You can see the goals on the top of page 2 and on the top of page 3. We actually defined the budget drivers and the management metrics. And we did that because, again, we didn't want to be buried with data. We wanted a relatively small number of measures that we felt had good predictive power or good management power. And the amazing thing is, again, I talked about how consistent this is. The second LRC memo that addresses this, LRC staff did a very good job on the final page of this memo of outlining what they would view, and again, this was their work product, not the executive branches, what they would view as good budget drivers and good performance indicators. All four of the budget drivers selected by LRC staff for the Department of Corrections is indeed, all four of those were incorporated in the budget drivers that ultimately became a part of the joint executive branch, legislative branch agreement. And at least four of the performance indicators that were suggested as a part of the second memo were implemented. And so I just mentioned that because this has been a legislative branch has had a lot of involvement in this, and we've made progress. But it's also been something that the executive branch and the governor have been willing to do step by step along the way. So with that, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I would just close by saying that we're making progress. Clearly, this budget book for the first time contains the new management metrics and the new budget drivers. We are making progress in accordance with the two LRC memos that were reviewed by GOAC. We are making progress in accordance with the agreement that is incorporated in those memos. And the governor absolutely is committed to performance measurement. He's committed to making more progress, and he's identified at least three agencies that he would offer up to you as participants in the next round, the Department of Health, the Department of Transportation, and the Department of Education. He believes that 165 is not the best way to change the culture, and he would ask for your no vote. Stand by for questions, certainly.
Thank you. Any other opponents of Senate Bill 165? Opponents of 165? Seeing none, I guess we'll close public testimony and move to committee questions. Pardon? Rebuttal? Excuse me.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I agree. This absolutely should be a collaborative agreement. And I do believe we do have that kind of collaboration. I know the governor is committed to this. And I think with Senate Bill 165, we are simply showing that as a legislative body, we're committed to this. And not committed just Senator Heineman or Representative Dryden, not just the personalities, but that the body is committed to this. That this is something that really should outlast any personality, whether you're in the Senate or the House or any governor, but that this is just basically the legislative branch saying performance management is really how we're going to do business. So I would ask for your affirmative vote on Senate Bill 165, and thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Now we can move to committee questions. Would any committee members have a question? Representative Cronin.
For Senator Heineman. Couple questions dealing with sections 5 and 6. Section 5, you have, and maybe that's the authority we have to go through to do the, such a process. I would think that the government, that GOAC could establish a policy with that. So if you could answer that. And then to follow up, the bigger question, in Section 6, how do you see each one of these five fitting into every single agency equally? I mean, it's a very, it's not a broad, it's very specific, and it shall include, at a minimum, these five things.
Thank you, Representative. Actually, the Section 5, I went back to the Executive Board, just as our reviews have always gone through the Executive Board. And even though GOAC would actually be reviewing them, the Executive Board, because of the interim, you know, responsibilities that they have, they would actually determine, you know, which agencies. Probably the strength, I think, of this versus our old agency review, the Executive Board used to choose which agencies they would review, but then it would be a different committee, and they would never have that consistent overview of what they were actually looking at. In terms of Section 6, could this fit every agency? You know, that was the discussion. Are there some agencies that you just simply can't create a measurable goal? And I'm not sure that there is. I'm not sure that any agency should not be able to say, you know, basically, why are we in business? What are our major goals? And I would go back again. You wouldn't pick a lot. I think when we heard a little bit from the Smarter Government group, they said you pick 4 or 5. Every agency should be able to land on 4 or 5 critical goals or objectives. Now, there are some intermediate ones, obviously, but you should be able to figure out exactly why you're here. And in our old agency review, you know, we used to say the review was to try to decide if we were going to continue the agency. We really never got specific enough. You know, and as I went back to that old agency review, it's like 3 pages, but there was one page. Had we stuck to just this one thing, we would have been a lot further down the road, because it said the agency review will include the extent to which the operation of the state agency has been efficient and responsive to public needs, purely performance management. Had we targeted on that one piece and really created a single concise system by which we evaluate that, we would have been, you know, 10 years down the road. And then going on in Section 6, once you've determined your goals, should you then be able to say, how does the money, as you come to appropriations, in the programs that I have, how does the money that you've given me in the past and that you're going to give me in the future, how does it really get me to those goals? How does it get me to the progress on those goals? Shouldn't there be some performance metrics? I can't think of an agency where you shouldn't be able to measure if you're making any progress. Otherwise, how do you manage your organization? Finally, number 4, and this one is one, again, you're just really just trying to look outside of your organization a little bit. Sometimes you can perhaps get a little insular and not really looking out to say, what are some other states doing? What are some other private entities doing? And then finally, we should be able to communicate it to the public. You know, I would go back to education. She's been very clear. She has 4 major goals, and when anyone asks me what are the goals of education, I can state them because they're short, they're simple, and they're to the point. So at a minimum, I'm not sure that any agency shouldn't be able to identify these elements.
Thank you. I have a question for you, Senator Heineman. On Section 2, it's got, there's hereby created a performance management review process. And Section 3, the legislature shall develop and implement a performance management review. That will be the reporting prototype for all agencies. And I just, what's your vision of who's going to do that?
Actually, at one of our last GOAC meetings, we really asked the Legislative Audit, Auditor General, and Fred, as the director, as the interim director of the LRC, to be working on that, and they both agreed to do that. That they would actually, with the information also that Mr. Johnson has brought forward, that they would create that actual prototype. I'm not saying that would be set in stone, and I would think as GOAC works with that, and you see maybe there's some things in there that are workable, some things that maybe aren't as workable, some things you'd like to know, I would think that would be a working document.
Further questions by committee members?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Magstead.
Yeah, this is for Mr. Johnson.
Okay.
Yes. So what is the executive branch's plan for continue? I mean, I hear from both sides that you're both committed to performance management and really see the value in data mining and all that sort of stuff. So what is the plan for continued expansion of that? We've just got, we got two of them here, but you know, we have two, more than two agencies. So can you just kind of give an overall plan for how that's going to be expanded? And
Mr. Chairman, if I could.
Implemented?
Go ahead.
I don't know the date on this second LRC memo, but to me, it did a great job. And this is, I don't know, if I can have the latitude, Denise, this is a more, probably a year old, don't you think? Yeah, probably a year old. It's amazing the extent to which the plan that was laid out by two LRC staffers in this is still the plan that I think we're rolling with. It called for an objective for year number one was to have the Department of Corrections and the Treasurer's Office. It called for year number two to apply the year one templates to an additional 4 to 6 agencies. And so our suggestion would be, you know, the governor's willing to put forward 3 agencies. Of course, if you want 4, we can do 4. And we thought that there would be 1 or 2 agencies from outside of the executive branch, or rather outside of the control of the governor, that it would also make sense to have be a part of that. I'll tell you, Representative, Mr. Chairman, we're very aware of the fact that we need to together come up with data that does 2 things. I think it needs to be of value to the executive branch. If this isn't data that we're making day-to-day decisions with, kind of shame on us. And then secondly, if this is data, if we take that data that helps us make strategic decisions or even day-to-day decisions, if it's not of value to you, then we're not meeting your expectations. I've only been around 13 sessions, but I know exactly what happens when, over the long haul, the executive branch doesn't meet third floor's expectations. And that is, we get told to do things. We get things done to us rather than things done with us. And so the governor's committed to staying on schedule as called for in the GOAC reviewed LRC memo. I think you'd look at 4 to 6 agencies during this year. And I think the year after that, you'd look at another 4 or 6 agencies. And we know that we've got to keep the heat on and make progress. And if we don't, then this may be less collaborative than we like.
Thank you. Any other committee questions? If not, we'll close for committee questions and go to committee discussion. Anyone? Representative Cronin?
Well, I would move to defer this to the 41st day.
Motion, is there a second to the motion, 41st day, second by Magstead? Pardon?
Can I comment on that?
Yes, you can comment. Okay.
I see it as kind of a two-edged sword. As I read through it here, we're creating a management review process that provides the legislature with a consistent system. The legislature shall develop and implement a performance management review for all agencies. But yet we sit here, and through the discussions, we've got, you know, the Department of Education already doing a very good job. We've got the executive branch wanting to work towards that goal. And then down at the bottom, we create what the review shall include. So what are we doing? Are we the audit? I mean, we've got, you know, the auditor general, the LRC working with us. You know, I think no one can take away from Senator Heineman's views and passion on performance audit, because the first time IBM was here, it was like she had new life, other than appropriations. I think this is a framework we can use as we go forward. We just started this process when I first got on this committee. I think, you know, three different entities came before us. I don't want to have anything set in stone right now because, Senator Heineman said, you know, it's a work in progress. I don't want to set anything in stone. The first part of the bill, it doesn't bother me that much, but it's the Section 5 and 6 where we're dictating exactly what we want when we still haven't gone through the process with other agencies. So with that, I'd ask for your support.
Thank you. Further comments about the motion, Representative Magstead?
Yes, I love performance management. I spent the last greater part of a decade, this is what my job is, performance improvement, performance management. In fact, you know, when you talk about scorecards and benchmarks and evidence base, I start salivating. I love it. And I am completely in agreement with Senator Heineman's thoughts on this, that to be a better, efficient, more accountable government, that the process of performance management is really, really applied well to government, I think. And it's a good direction. So then, you know, I just kind of started writing a list of things when I think about performance management, what it has to be. It has to be fluid. It has to be continuous. It has to show progress. It has to be responsive. It has to be nimble. It has to be methodical. You have to do a really good job of finding data and measurements and outcomes and what do you do with those outcomes when you find them, these continuous cycles of improvement. A couple things you also you have to do, too, is have wisdom enough to not boil the ocean. That's what we say a lot. Can't boil the ocean in this work. And also to remove any obstacles to any movement forward. And I see all that now and what's happening. So then it comes down to the question, is the executive branch doing what we asked them to do and agreed with them to do? And I think they are. I haven't seen evidence that they're not. And so that's where I'm leaning towards, you know, continuing to support that culture of change, because I see that they're going forward in it too. If I didn't see progress on that and I didn't see all those elements, then that's it, you know. But I don't see that they're not. So that's why I'm going to support that motion. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Representative Wismer?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We don't do very many optional things in South Dakota state government, and most of our money goes to Medicaid and education, and we're not going to be doing this. This process isn't going to exactly apply to those dollars that are going out. Furthermore, I don't think that this legislature is, the current makeup of the legislature is not committed enough to this complicated of a process to put in the time that would be necessary to really do this job. We sunsetted the sunset process. That was labor-intensive as far as requiring interim participation by legislators. It was a good education, but yes, we didn't really accomplish a whole lot other than legislator education. And I think that we need to honor the professionalism of the of our state employees and the managers that are in place. And I'll say it again. I feel like we have a much smaller environment. Each one of our departments is a much smaller environment than any other state, any other governments across the country, and most other businesses too that really benefit from this. So I'll be voting in favor of the motion.
Thank you. Anyone else? I would just add, I'm with you, Senator Heineman. I think we do need to do something. I've been on GOAC for 4 years now, and we started talking about this. I think the first year or so we spent with the Department of Ag trying to get some performance indicators, and we struggled. Maybe it was too big a department, I'm not sure, but we finally backed off a Department of Ag and got an agreement with the executive branch and LRC. and started with Department of Corrections and the Treasurer last year. And I'm with you on the performance indicators and doing this, but I just think we have an agreement that we are proceeding with agencies with GOAC, and I just think at this time we ought to continue that. If it doesn't work out for us, we can always come back and pass legislation that requires it, but I think we have a cooperative effort going now, and I'd like to see that continue. With that, anyone else? Any other comments on the motion to 41st day? If not, Secretary will call the roll. Can you repeat the motion?
The motion on Senate Bill 165 would be to defer to the 41st day. Representative Cronin?
Aye.
Mickelson?
No.
Wismer?
Aye.
Magstead?
Aye.
Dryden?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, that's 4 ayes, 1 nay.
With that vote, Senate Bill 165 is tabled to the 41st day.
Thank you, committee,
for your vote.
Thank you.
Is there anything else procedurally that we do with this? You report it to.
No, it's sent to the floor.
Okay.
Yep, I'll send it to the floor.
Okay. I guess that's all the business. The motion to adjourn.
Second.
Moved by Cronin, seconded by Magstead to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. We're adjourned.